So now you know what Producer Audio Workshop actually does. And that's about it. We've just had time for a quick dip into some of the things that occur in Egton House. Maybe I'll come back in 25 years and do some more. If I do, there's one man who's bound to still be here. So we'll end on the thoughts of Chairman Peel.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's nice to work with you again. And when I first came to Radio 1, of course, the Radio 1 building was in a rather chic and architecturally sound building in Bond Street, but we were quickly moved out of there and into Egton House, next to Broadcasting House, which itself is architecturally of great interest, I think. Alas, Egton House isn't. But it has a kind of soul, you know, once you get inside it, I think. I spend most of my time here, obviously, at the weekend, when it's by and large unoccupied. And as far as I know, there are no ghosts here, because I've walked around in the dark at sort of 2:15 in the morning, and there's been no evidence of anything supernatural in it. The offices are probably a little small, I would have thought, by contemporary standards. I mean, I've brought people in here from radio stations overseas, and they've always been faintly surprised to have a look at the conditions under which we work. But at the same time, that's not always a bad thing. You know, good facilities and a big building and wide open spaces don't necessarily make for a good radio station. And the best radio station I worked for when I was in the United States of America was in a wooden building at the end of a long dirt road in the middle of a field full of cows, and spiritually it was spot on, so I don't think there's too much wrong with Egton House.